For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell. Missouri senators have passed legislation offering up to $1.7 billion of incentives over two decades for Boeing to assemble a commercial airplane in St. Louis. Senators passed the bill 23-8 today while meeting in a special session called by Governor Jay Nixon. The bill now goes to the House for its consideration. Kurt Schaefer, who represents Boone and Cooper counties, voted against the bill, while Mike Kehoe of Callaway, Cole, Miller, Monetaw, and Morgan counties voted yes. Missouri is one of more than a dozen locations invited by Boeing to bid on assembling the new 777X airplane. Most other states are crafting their proposals privately, but Nixon called a special session because he wanted to offer more incentives than currently allowed under state law. Under Missouri's plan, the amount of incentives Boeing gets would depend on the number of jobs created. Supporters say the Boeing project includes 2,000 to 8,000 company jobs, plus thousands more at its suppliers. Meanwhile, Missouri's neighbor Kansas is assembling an economic incentive package geared at landing the 777X contract as well. If Kansas gets the contract, it could result in between 7 and 10,000 new aviation jobs in the Wichita area. Kansas is relying on existing economic incentive programs related to job training, workforce development, and provisions that could allow the expensing of new equipment purchases over several years. The University of Missouri has found a new chancellor for its flagship campus in Columbia, but that person has yet to be identified publicly. University System President Tim Wolf plans to announce the new hire at a news conference tomorrow morning. The campus leader will replace Brady Deaton, who retired in November after 9 years as chancellor. The university hired an executive search firm to help recruit candidates for the confidential search. An 18-member advisory committee representing faculty, staff, alumni, and students interviewed an unspecified number of finalists. According to MU faculty council member Clyde Bentley, the new chancellor is not a current faculty or staff member. KBIA will carry the university's announcement live tomorrow morning from 11 a.m. A Missouri House Interim Education Committee is recommending changes to student transfers, more funding for early childhood education, and increased learning time for students. The panel held 11 public meetings throughout the state this fall and released its report Tuesday to the House Speaker. One of its major topics was Missouri's law allowing students in unaccredited districts to transfer to neighboring ones. The committee recommended setting a fixed rate of tuition that schools receiving transfer students could charge. It also suggested prescribing the scope of receiving districts' control over the numbers and conditions of transfers that they accept. The panel also recommended the legislature look at providing more money for early childhood education and longer school days for students, especially those who struggle academically or attend troubled districts. Governor Jay Nixon addressed 200 K-12 teachers, counselors, and school administrators attending a state-sponsored mental health first aid training in Columbia today. Nixon says the training is especially crucial for educators.
Teachers are on the front lines to see mental health problems start in their classrooms. Principals see those kids act out. And rather than having that cascade into a life of tragedy or danger for others, we think getting this training on the front end can make a real and lasting difference.
According to a Department of Mental Health spokesperson, today's event is the fourth in a series of 7 first aid trainings funded through Nixon's Mental Health Initiative. Previous events have trained faith leaders and higher education administrators. Nixon proposed the program at the State of the State address earlier this year, just a month after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.